Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Ask the CLO, which stands for Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready? Here we go. Cheyenne in Virginia says, my boyfriend and I moved in together after we broke up and got back together. I had hung out with another guy for a few months and I ghosted him after my boyfriend and I got back together. The guy saw me out and followed me home hoping to talk to me, but I ran inside. Do I owe this guy an explanation?
Not really. Not really. You really don't. You're not married to him. You're not, you know, in love with him. Y'all ain't have nothing. Y'all was just kicking it. You don't owe him nothing. Nothing at all.
Why she breaking
run? Guy who like wants closure.
Yeah, she breaking run because she ain't want to deal with it. You know how men do.
Yeah. And I thought men didn't want closure.
He don't want closure. He want another time with her. He ain't looking for closure.
He doesn't want to know why they broke up and why she ghosted him.
No. All he want to know is, hey, what's happening? You, can I holler at you? That's all. He don't need no explanation.
Oh, okay.
No.
So, all right.
That's all that is.
Sounds like she's going to be running away from him for a while.
But what she needs to do is to get a little bit more decisive in her life and make sure that the guy that she keep going in and out with is more in than out. That's really the problem.
Yeah, her boyfriend. All right, moving on to Miss Jess in Bradenton. Miss Jess writes, I'm in my mid-60s and I've got a man on the side that I'm in love with, but my husband won't give me a divorce. My husband's girlfriend is disrespectful to me and I just want out of this mess. Why won't he let me go so I can be happy?
Why does he have to let you go? Why don't you take that information down to a lawyer and file some paperwork? It ain't no let you go. And then he got X amount of time to respond. And if he don't respond, y'all gonna get a court date.
Yeah.
And if he don't come to court, you gonna get declared a divorce. You ain't got to do this. And what y'all be talking about? And quit writing in here about stuff that didn't happen to me, okay?
Wait, what?
This about you?
But that's how I took it.
Everything is
always coming in here with about something. I'm trying to get out. She won't let me out. Get out!
This is not about you. Calm it all the way down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Moving on. Jeez. Moving on to MJ and Charlotte. MJ says, I'm a single mother of 6 boys, and they're with me most of the time because their father works in another state. My ex-husband invited me to come see him for the weekend, and his parents will babysit. He says he wants us to catch up, and he wants me to relax. Is that all he wants, or does he want sex, too?
Mm. You got 6 boys. What you think he wants? You didn't make them 6 boys just because y'all got together 6 times. He wants you to come and relax. Relax. You can relax if he come get them boys. Right. If you want me to relax, come pick up these boys.
Well, his parents are going to babysit you now.
Right. Now, And he wants you to come over there, and you know what's going to happen? What? Mm-hmm. What always happens? What usually happens?
What, seven boys? What's going to happen?
That's what's going to happen. He might want a little girl. I don't know. But he is trying to get you over there without them boys so they can quit blocking.
Right.
Now, the thing of it is, you're hoping what? In the back of her mind that he wants her back.
Yeah.
And they can pull this thing together. Mm-hmm. Is that all he wants for me to relax? Hell no. Uh-huh. Y'all gonna be relaxing after you done wore yourself out.
A single mother of six boys.
I go down. Something.
Yeah. He invited her to come see him for the weekend. Oh, yeah. They got a babysitter. Mm-hmm. He wants it all. All right. Last one, Steve. Vicky in Beverly says, I'm an educator and I'm active in my church, so I don't have time to hang out and meet men. All the guys I date are either at my job or at my church, and it's usually just for sex. If I want to date one of them, is it too forward to tell them straight up?
Wait, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Vicky. See, this is one of them letters. I don't have time to date because I'm real active on my job and my church. So the only men I date, go out with, are on my job or at my church, and it's usually just for sex.
Just for sex. Mm-hmm.
Would I be too forward to tell them I want to date? Wait a minute, man. How much more forward can you be than having sex?
I think you pretty much
put your whipped cream on top of the ice cream. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Cause after that, it ain't no more forward. How much more forward you want?
Yeah.
You're forward enough to have sex with these men, but you ain't forward enough to say I want to be dated. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, enlighten her, because you know I'm sure she's not the only woman she needs, that's ever been in this position. Yeah.
But she needs some standards. Mm-hmm. Let's just start there. I think, Miss Vicky, you need some standards. You need to have an idea of who you are and what's best for you. And not just at that particular time, but you need to give some type of forethought to the long run. Mm-hmm. You can't date the men at your job and in your church just for sex, and then you're going to decide one of them, you want to ask them to date you. After we done just had sex, now you want to be romanced? You want to be courted? It's not how this works. No, you just... She said what, Shirley?
No, I'm saying she said she doesn't have time to hang out and meet men. But people make time for what's important to them. Yeah,
sex take time. I know that.
Excuse me. She's having sex with these people. What, you rushing? Ooh, look at here. Oh, girl, we got to go ahead. Come on now.
I'm busy.
Come on, we ain't got time to get in a hotel room. Come on. What you doing? Let's get it. No, I don't want to meet your mama. Let's go. Come on.
You need to reverse it.
Oh, my God.
Miss Vicky. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.